Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
We've got recipes for mint pesto, a simple syrup using lemon verbena, and garlic salt, all coming up in this episode. These are three great ways to preserve the tastes of your garden before everything hibernates for the winter. The Earth Eats crew visited Chef Orr at his home in Columbus, Indiana, for a fun and intimate cooking experience today. Time once again for our News Bits update from Megan Meyer. Hey, Megan.
Hi, Annie.
What do you got for us today?
Well, Annie, climate change has been in the news lately, with Democrats in the Senate pushing a climate bill out of committee in spite of Republican boycotts. NASA made climate change news recently because it's about to lose its satellite that has been monitoring the Earth's polar ice cap since 2003. It's been replaced with a mission called IceBridge, which consists of a DC-8 airplane taking photographs over Antarctica. It's not really as thorough as the satellite because it can only scan small areas at a time, but it's better than nothing. NASA is readying a new satellite for orbit around 2015.
So a different way to look at climate change news that's been all over the place lately. Now, the next story you've got is about vegetables.
Yeah, Tuskegee University recently conducted a study to find the best way to grow hydroponic carrots in space. The reason is that astronauts need fresh vegetables during their stay at the International Space Station. The researchers focused on carrots because they have the highest content of carotenoids, which helps to offset the elevated levels of radiation astronauts can experience while in space.
And my mom always said it's good for your eyes. So a twofer right there. And then one more story. What you got?
Well, if you've ever passed a pig farm on the highway, you know how noxious those fumes can be. And that stench you're smelling isn't only unpleasant, but it's also an environmental hazard. That pig poop releases greenhouse gases and pollutes the underground water supply. The New Scientist magazine printed an article about a team out of Denmark that's working on keeping the pig manure from wreaking havoc on the land by converting it into electricity. They're comparing 14 different methods, and one is anaerobic digestion. That's when they use bacteria to digest the manure. The microbes eat the waste and leave behind methane gas, which is then captured and used to fuel gas turbines.
Everywhere there's lots of piggies living piggy lives.
If you like news stories like this, follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Megan Meyer, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Annie.
Salts, salsas, oils, vinegars, four ways to preserve flavors of the season. Pestos, that's another way to preserve the season. And you've got a sort of a twist on the pesto idea. What are we going to do today?
Well, pesto, it comes from a mortar and pestle. That's where the word comes from. So it's about grinding those products up in a mortar and pestle. Now, a lot of times, we use a blender or a food processor.
It's cheating.
Which, you know, makes it so easy.
It's cheating.
But, you know, you don't just have to use basil. People think of pesto being basil and pine nuts and Parmesan cheese and olive oil and garlic. But you can do an Asian-style one with some mint and ginger and garlic, and those keep really well in the freezer.
All right, so let's go to the kitchen and make some mint pesto. We should have brought someone from the restaurant to wash the dishes.
Yeah.
You do the cooking, they do the cleaning.
Well, we're both kind of double-dutying today. You're doing both the pictures.
They don't pay us enough, you and me. They just don't. I tell you.
All right.
Today I'm going to take some mint and do a mint pesto, which is going to have a little bit of an Asian-inspired flavor by adding some ginger to it. The first thing I always do in the bottom of the blender is I put my whole garlic cloves, because that way they will really get pureed smooth. I'm going to add a little bit of lemon zest, about a tablespoon of ginger. I'm going to add a little hot pepper. I'm going to add a jalapeno, but you could use whatever your favorite hot pepper is. If you don't like things that are spicy, but you like that chili flavor, you just want to cut out that white membrane in the seeds, and that is where the dynamite is. All right, I'm going to add the mint, and I've just pulled off the tops of the mint, so we don't have any real tough stems in here. Okay, and some oil. We're just going to puree this. And it's really just as simple as that.
That's it?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Isn't that good?
Very tasty.
Now, with a lot of traditional pestos, you do add some Parmesan cheese and nuts. Now, I've left this one completely vegan. And then if you want to add the cheese, you can just add it at the time you're going to use it. Anytime you're freezing a pesto, it's best not to add the dairy. So lots of different ways you can use it. This would be great just spooned over some fish, drizzled over sautéed vegetables. You could stew down some zucchini and tomatoes and then add this at the very end.
A fresh take on pesto for you to try out at your next family meal. Print this recipe from our website, eartheats.org. Chef, in last week's episode, you made a salsa from tomatillos and you also pickled some peppers. What are some other ways to preserve flavors of the season?
Well, I even like to make flavored sugars. And you can take verbena, layer them in a jar with sugar, and the essential oils will actually perfume the sugar. And you can use those in different cake recipes, on cookies. You can use them even in tea to flavor your tea.
Chef, you're making a different sweet treat with the verbena today. This is a simple syrup.
Okay, I'm just to make this real quick. I'm just going to take some water that I already have on the boil and ladle it over the top of the herbs. Put that on high heat. And you can see the verbena is already turning the water kind of a chartreuse green color. And we're just going to add sugar to this. Okay, again, equal parts of sugar and water. You know, there's different ways that you can make this your own creation. You could use some fruit juices. I also like to kick up that verbena lemon flavor with some lemon juice and lemon zest. I'm going to take about 5 strips of the lemon zest and then squeeze in the juice. Okay, we're going to let that come to a boil. Sim it for about 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm going to show you one dessert that you can make with this syrup. I'm just going to slice some strawberries, and then I've got that prepared syrup. We're just going to pour a little bit of that on top. Serve that with just a little scoop of vanilla ice cream and garnish it with a piece of that verbena, and we're good to go.
Now, what other plants can you make simple syrups out of?
Lavender is great. Sage. I like to make a syrup using apple juice, sage, and sugar. Rosemary you can use. Rosemary is a little stronger, a little more aggressive, but that's nice with poached pears. You can do you can take any of these syrups and then cook fruit in it as well, or pour it over some dried fruit with a little bit of bourbon. It would be wonderful. So lots of different ways that you can use the syrups.
From sweet now to salty.
To me, they kind of look like little goose heads. You know,
they do.
Kind of like that, aren't they?
Chef is picking garlic scapes from his garden. And what better thing to do with an overabundance of garlic scapes than to make garlic salt? Have at it, Chef.
All right, so we got one of the easiest recipes in the world. So you don't even have to bother writing this down. We got these garlic scapes. Just roughly chop them. Now we're just going to take those. I probably had about 10 of those garlic scapes. We're going to add about 2 pounds of kosher salt. Now you really do need to use the kosher salt because it's coarser, and a fine iodized salt won't really do the same thing. Now we're just going to close the Cuisinart. And okay, we're going to let it run until the garlic is completely chopped up and you don't see big chunks of it. It's got that nice green color, and just smell how...
It smells amazing.
Okay, I've got a piece of foil here. Just going to lay this down on a cookie tray. And I'm going to put that garlic salt out on that. And then what I do is I put it in a 250-degree oven and just let it completely dry out. You don't want to put it on too high of heat or you'll lose that nice green color. Once it's completely dry, we'll crack that up, put it back in the food processor, and just pulse it until it becomes fine. And then we'll put it in jars and it's ready to use all year long.
3 ways to keep the summer and fall flavors in your meals all year long. Why not try out one of these recipes at your next family meal? Get some more ideas on our website, eartheats.org. And we love to hear from our listeners. Send us feedback, suggestions, and recipes. Oh, do we love recipes. eartheats@gmail.com.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Worth Eats. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. Thanks for listening.